At Building Perfect Council website, it's 2012, in the National Motorcycle Museum, bizarrely, in Birmingham. And I'm speaking to, let him introduce himself. Steve, what's
your name? Yeah, I'm Steve Braley, the Business Development Manager for a shared ICT service between Allerdale Borough Council and Carlisle City Council. And I've been speaking here today about our shared service and how we've managed to save money and how we've managed to move our websites forward.
And Steve, we were looking at these AR products to talk about locals been playing with just now. Could you see any application for that in the local authority world?
Absolutely, definitely. I mean, I was actually quite staggered with one of the applications that I saw and its applicability to local government. Obviously, planning is one of the biggest areas that people use in our websites. And the ability to be able to actually hold up and view planning applications in the background of an AR screen is just amazing. And it's something I'm going to take back and have a look and see if we can actually look to develop something similar to pilot.
Well, certainly, if you give us an RSS feed with some geotags in, and we can drop it in and just see what it looks like.
Yeah.
But I'd love to hear a little bit more about the remarkable stuff you've done with GIS and planning using open source, an open source approach in your part of the country. Could you tell us a little about that?
Yeah, a year or so ago, we basically decided to move to an open source approach for all our mapping systems. Apart from saving a considerable amount of money, it gives us a lot more control over what we can display. Many of our planning systems are very locked down, but we've managed now to get most of the data out of them so we can use it in the way we want. So what we're now doing is displaying for local citizens and others all the planning applications going back many years in a really easy to use mapping interface. So if you want to see what your neighbour's done in terms of planning applications over the last 10 years, you can just go find your property and see all that information.
How important was using open source components in doing that? Because a lot of local authorities and public sector people I talk to still regard open source as a little bit hippie, can't quite trust it, I'd rather go to Microsoft. How important was open source to you in your approach?
I think open source at the moment is really critical. I mean, there's obviously the financial aspect. We make a considerable saving, particularly in that particular area, GIS. I think it also gives us more control. It needs to be a mature market, and certainly in the mapping side, there are many mature products out there to enable people to do the GIS mapping that local government needs. Some other areas maybe need a little bit more time to mature, but I've got no hesitation in recommending open source GIS products for use in government, none at all.
So where can we go and look at your remarkable mapping as it faces the public? Tell us the URL.
Yeah, if you go to www.allerdale.gov.uk and you put a local postcode into the My Property section, you'll be able to go and view your maps and be able to add, remove layers, including the planning one, from your display.
Excellent. Well, I'm going to go and have a look. It's great stuff. Thanks very much.
Okay, no problem.